Welcome to the Wine Marketer's Radar, your weekly roundup of non-wine news that matters to your wine brand. I'm Polly Hammond, founder of Fife Forest. Each week, I'll bring you fast, strategic insights to help your wine marketing team stay ahead of the curve. Hello, and welcome back to the Wine Marketer's Radar. I've been away for the past 2 weeks, first at the inaugural South by Southwest London, and then working with my team in the city on a very special project. More on that soon. Watch this space. So South by Southwest was a powerful reminder that there is a whole lot of world out there that intersects with wine or is wrestling with the same shifts that we are, whether it's the future of festivals, which, yes, some people say are dying because Gen Z is too risk averse, or the evolution of brand engagement. The overlaps are real. Let's kick off with a story straight out of South by Southwest London, specifically to the stage where Diageo CMO Cristina Diaz-Andino and Unilever CMO Leandro Barreto laid out their vision for marketing 2030. The session was standing room only, and for good reason. What they said applies just as much to wineries as it does to billion-dollar brands in any sector. And here's what came through loud and clear to me. One, brand fundamentals still matter. Barreto reminded us that Dove has not changed its positioning in 20 years, and that consistency, even when it's not hot and sexy, is what builds memory and meaning. Two, moderation is not a blip. This is a megatrend. I think we all know it. Diaz-Andino talked about the staggering demand for no and low alc drinks in the UK. She talked about the zero alcohol Guinness and their supply shortages, and that this is not fringe behavior. This is shaping their R&D, brand portfolio, and comm strategies. Third up, AI is not just a content factory. Both execs were bullish on AI, but not for gimmicks. They see it as a tool for scalable content that still can reflect your brand DNA and for rapid product development based on consumer data and taste preference. Four, influencer marketing is here to stay, but it means giving up a little bit of control. Diaz-Andino was blunt. Influencer marketing is growing, and brands need to get over their desire to script everything. As she put it, you have to let it go. This actually came up time and again throughout the creator track at South by Southwest London. We're going to be talking about this more in the future. And five, culture starts inside. So Diaz-Andino closed with a point that more wineries really should take to heart. Employees are not just our staff. They are our ambassadors. If your team doesn't believe in your brand, how is anybody else going to? Next up, I want to stick with spirits for a little bit. This is out of Marketing Week. Smirnoff Ice, yes, Gen Xers, that Smirnoff Ice, is turning 25. And rather than doubling down on nostalgia, as some brands have done recently, the brand is launching its first ever global campaign to win over a new generation of drinkers. You might remember the old glass bottles from student parties or club nights, but Smirnoff Ice today is leaning hard into cans, color, and convenience, and a little bit of irreverence. Why does this matter to wine? Because RTD is the fastest growing category in alc. It's seen 3 years of consistent growth, and analysts say it's on the track for three more. And Smirnoff sees the opportunity not just in format, but in attitude. They are not trying to educate the consumers. They're embracing casual, fun, sessionable drinking occasions with a tone that's light, modern, and refreshing. What does this mean for wine brands? Well, I'm not saying that every winery needs to go out and launch a canned spritz, but we do need to pay attention to the shifts happening around us, namely packaging innovation. Wine is still weirdly allergic to anything that's not glass or cork, even when sustainability and occasion-based drinking call for alternatives. Brand tone. Smirnoff Ice knows who it is. It's playful. It is unpretentious. It has absolutely no problem being the punchline to its own joke. The wine world, on the other hand, we take ourselves pretty seriously. And while there is a place for reverence and tradition, there is also room for fun without getting dragged on it by your peers. Occasion first thinking. RTD success is very much tied into understanding when and why people drink. Smirnoff Ice has leaned into the outdoor early social moments. Wine marketing often defaults to the dinner table weekend upscale space, and that's a very narrow slice of the pie. The takeaway, Smirnoff Ice is your reminder that format is strategic, tone is absolutely a differentiator, and fun is not the enemy of quality. If wine wants to grow with younger drinkers, we need to stop assuming that they'll come around to our way of thinking and start meeting them where they are, whether that's a picnic bench or a can or a meme. There's a reason that Smirnoff Ice is still here after 25 years. Next up, super useful information on loyalty programs coming out of the UK agency VCCP. With their recently released report, recently released report titled The Long and Short of Loyalty. I recommend that you download it. The link is on the website. It's one of the best cases we've seen in a while for rethinking loyalty as a full funnel growth lever. The report argues that most brands are stuck treating loyalty as a short-term retention tactic. But the brands seeing the biggest growth treat loyalty as a brand-building asset, one that drives acquisition, engagement, emotional stickiness, and long-term relevance. VCCP's analysis was drawn from hundreds of effectiveness studies and reveals that loyalty-centric campaigns are 50% more likely to drive revenue gains, 8 times more likely to improve long-term retention, 80% more likely to acquire new customers, and 2 times more effective at mid and lower funnel conversions. The highest performing brands, the ones with what VCCP is calling the loyalty X factor, combine emotion, identity, and intelligence to build loyalty that is felt, not just rewarded. Most critically, the report draws on behavioral science to show that functional loyalty is fragile. Discounts don't build brand love. Emotion does. Well, why does this matter for wineries? I suppose let's be honest. In wine, loyalty programs are often either non-existent or they're transactional tier ladders with very little emotional resonance. We can use this report as a wake-up call. You already have all the ingredients for brand-first loyalty: heritage, storytelling, lifestyle cues, customer rituals. What's missing is the strategic glue to tie those elements together into one loyalty experience that builds memory, identity, and preference over time. Whether you're on Commerce 7 or Shopify, the tech is already there. What's needed is a mind shift change. From club equals churn management to loyalty equals brand growth. The big takeaway: if you want loyalty to drive real value, you have to stop thinking like a retention marketer and you have to start thinking like a brand builder. Now, for our final story this week, don't run. We're diving into something a little more technical, but no less important. And this has to do with how AI is reshaping search. So a recent report from Julia Olivas at Goody AI lays out the emerging field of AI SEO, or what she's calling AEO, Answer Engine Optimization. Traditional SEO focuses on getting your website to appear in Google's 10 blue links. But now, with search tools like ChatGPT, Gemini, Perplexity, and Claude gaining traction, we're entering a world where the goal isn't just ranking, it's actually being cited, or better yet, being trusted as the answer. So these AI systems, they're not showing search results, they're generating summaries. And if your winery, blog, or e-commerce page isn't a part of what they reference, you're not going to show up at all, even if you rank well on Google. And this is especially true as customers shift from searching to asking, such as using AI to plan travel, compare gifts, learn about sustainability, and so on. So, what determines if your brand shows up? AI systems like ChatGPT are looking for clear, structured content that's easy to understand and extract. They want topical authority. Are you consistently writing about things you know? They're looking for trust signals. This can be reviews, citations, or links from reputable sources. They want things that are fresh. If your blog hasn't been updated for 2 years, it is not going to help you. And finally, they want something that we call semantic clarity, which is just a fancy way of saying write for humans and machines, which is a lot harder than it sounds. In other words, they're not looking for keyword stuffing or clever copy. They're looking for answers, useful, accurate, well-structured answers. Why does this matter to wineries? Already, we know that consumers are using AI to ask things like, what wines go with Korean barbecue? Or plan me a weekend itinerary for Sonoma. If your winery's website doesn't provide clear, well-structured answers to these kind of questions, AI platforms are not going to reference you. And this shift also changes how you track performance. It's no longer just about clicks and traffic. It's about inclusion in an AI ecosystem. Are you part of the answers? Are you being cited accurately? Are your competitors showing up more often than you are? That's it for this week's Wine Marketers Radar. Need help with your wine marketing? Head over to 5forest.com.